This is Interlochen Public Radio. Labor Day typically marks the end of Northern Michigan's summer tourism season, but with school and work going remote, tourism officials expect more people to take trips up north. And while local businesses are quick to welcome visitors, many are so short-staffed, they're forced to close their doors. IPR's Taylor Wisner reports.
Located at the end of the Tunnel of Trees on M119 Scenic Route, Legs Inn is the kind of restaurant you really have to seek out. Still, in the summertime, it's usually jam-packed, 7 days a week. Not so this year. For the first time in the restaurant's 90-plus year history, the family-owned business was forced to close 2 days a week because they're severely short-staffed.
We even have, you know, signage placed on the building for guests basically apologizing for having to close because we know people travel from great distances to visit us.
That was one of Legs' co-owners, Mark Smolak. Typically, they hire more than a dozen young international workers who are here on exchange programs for the summer. But this year, because of COVID, they couldn't get visas, and the business had to rely on fewer staff who work punishing hours. Here's Mark's father, George Smolak, who also runs the business.
We're extremely busy, which puts a huge load on the people that work basically 5 straight days.
The Smolaks say they're trying to remain open until mid-October, since they see a surge of customers for the fall color season. And Mark anticipates more families visiting this year, as online school allows for a more flexible travel schedule.
Almost every day we're talking to guests who have been here for the first time, and it's something that we've noticed more so this season than ever before.
Diane Dakins, the assistant director of the Petoskey Area Visitors Bureau, says local innkeepers report more people are staying than is typical.
We are seeing some busyness in September that we don't necessarily normally anticipate.
Emmett County's summer tourism is down by 20% this year, she says. So she's counting on a busy fall.
This is our livelihood here.
Trevor Takach of Traverse City Tourism says his staff doesn't really believe the region will see the traffic.
We debate it on a daily basis at the office. We ask each other, are you going to travel? And it's almost, I mean, talk about, you know, deer in the headlights.
He says destination meetings and conferences used to fill up hotel rooms in the fall, but now they've all been canceled. And even if they came, he says the widespread lack of hospitality staff means they wouldn't be able to clean the hotel rooms.
So if you had 500 rooms or 600 rooms, you've only got people to clean 200 rooms. Well, even if the demand is far in excess of the 200 rooms, you can only do 200 rooms.
Businesses of all types have struggled to retain workers this summer. The speedway on the busy intersection between Front Street and Division in Traverse City is now closed for at least a month because of the pandemic. Fresh Coast Market, a local grocer, took to its Facebook account to beg for job applicants. Dakins and Takach says there's a few reasons why businesses aren't able to hire. Among them, some employees can't find childcare, international workers didn't get visas, and some students and other seasonal workers just didn't show. Dakins says many retired people who take retail positions may not be willing to risk catching COVID-19 from tourists.
To be out, particularly if you're working in an environment where there's a lot of young people and a lot of extra contact, that is frightening.
And they have legitimate reason to be nervous. In Emmett County, cases of the disease more than doubled over the month of August. The regional health department says vacationers brought the virus. Dakin says even while the coronavirus isn't as pervasive up north, it's still a challenge to entice retail workers in this climate.
It's pretty hard to convince somebody to come work, and not only work their tail feathers off at whatever job it is that they're doing, but then also deal with customers who are less than happy.
Mark Smolak says not all diners at Legs Inn are sympathetic to the challenges with staffing and occupancy restrictions.
Their expectations are what they would be under a normal climate of operation.
Still, they aren't planning on turning anyone away for as long as they can help it. For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Taylor Wisner.